The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
What about our children? Our children went back to school at various times from March onwards. They were in classrooms together. We trusted it could all be done properly. But then they got left off school. Secondary school students finishing at the end of May. Primary school at the end of June. What have they been doing since? Lots of them would have been going to summer camps had they been allowed to do so. We've got the organisers and owners of a number of summer camps with us. I'm going to start with Tracy Fitzgerald. You're the owner of the Dojo in Tramore. What sort of summer camp services were you hoping to provide to your customers?
Hi, Matt. We were hoping to provide a summer camp that would be kind of free play based. We would do games and activities like football, Lego, sand, art and craft, slime making, games, disco, parties, that kind of thing. We run our summer camps every year, and they're indoors. We're based in an industrial unit, so we have no option of an outdoor space.
That's the important thing, because I'm presumed some places which are going to run events for children are going to be able to move them outdoors, weather permitting, but you can't do that.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we don't have that option where we're based.
So you were waiting, were you, and hoping to get started when? Because obviously you've lost the summer so far. Had you been hopeful that the government was going to allow you to actually offer services indoor?
Yes, so we had hoped that we would go ahead. We were scheduled to start there on Monday the 12th. And we had presumed that indoor was opening on the 5th, I suppose, like everybody else. But when that announcement came that the indoor dining wouldn't go ahead, there was no clarity around summer camps. And like last year, there would have been a dedicated section on gov.ie for summer camps and the guidelines, but there was nothing on it this year. So other kind of businesses around I'd been speaking to had been in touch with politicians, and they had said this would be clarified, but they were fairly certain that, you know, it would go ahead, that indoor. So we kind of proceeded on that basis. And then it was Friday evening there, the 9th, that I just saw an article on Facebook about the summer camps not being allowed, indoor summer camps. So I went on to gov.ie and it had been announced just Friday afternoon sometime. So that's when I found out, on Friday afternoon.
Tell me, Tracy, how did you manage last year? What did you do last year to take into account all of the social distancing provisions and requirements, given that you were dealing with children?
Yeah, so we would have used the kind of the pod system, and we had reduced their numbers than what we would normally take, and we would have done staggered drop-offs and collections for the parents so that there would be, you know, minimal amount of parents. And then obviously we'd bought a fogger, to disinfect the area. We'd hand sanitizer. We'd everything in place, basically. As I said, we're in a big industrial unit, so we would have our double doors open plus our emergency exits, so there's a constant flow of air through the place, so it's very well ventilated, so very, very safe. If we were to compare it, if we were to have 23 kids in that building or 25 compared to a classroom, it would be a lot safer, in my opinion, than a classroom.
And how many children had you booked in from Monday onwards?
So for Monday onwards, we had approximately probably 100 kids over the 4 weeks of the camps that we were planning to run. So we had like 20, but our groups were small, of just 23 kids a week.
Okay, listener says, children get left off school. Children are on pre-planned expected holidays. Well, the secondary schools were left off a week earlier. There was a special deal done to leave them off. Another listener says, there are loads of summer camps underway already. There are some, but they are working in restricted circumstances. Christine Campbell, you're the owner of Anyone for Science. How have you managed to get your business going?
Good evening, Matt. Yeah, so we have moved all our camps outside. We have camps across in Cork, Dublin and in Wicklow, and what we have had to do is move them all outside. And I suppose we're having the weather has been very kind to us overall, and that has made it possible for us to do so. The biggest problem we have this week is wind, and one of our venues is very, 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 very windy, so the children's experiments are blowing around, and that's causing us some difficulty. We're looking to see if we can resolve that. We've had to, to keep trading, we've had to move outdoors.
What happens, though, if it rains heavily? Do you just live with it?
Well, that's what we're going to have to do if it rains heavily. We've been lucky so far. So We had planned to start camps on the 28th of June, because it was up to the primary schools. A lot of them were closed from then. So that was, and we went ahead with two outdoors then, because indoors we expected, like the previous speaker said, we expected to open on the 5th. And then we so on the 5th, we thought we were okay to some. We moved to, we opened two extra camps, and they were indoors. But when the clarification came through, it actually came through to us last Thursday evening, so we moved everything outside as of from Friday morning. And so we've been outside ever since. But if it rains, we're looking at maybe getting some gazebos. But if it rains, we're outside.
But when you see that Heaven and Earth is being moved to allow indoor hospitality to resume, and which alcohol would be involved, what do you make of the continued restrictions on indoor activities for children?
Well, given that they've been in school for so long, and that we had some very, we ran in the same way as your previous speaker last summer. We reduced our numbers. We ran in pods of six. We had them separated at table. We had them two at a table. So there were six with the one leader, but we were really even in smaller pods than that in reality when they're indoors. And it seems hard to understand why they were not allowed to run them. And even if we could come inside if it rained, that would be a huge step forward for me. That would make... And for occasional experiments that really aren't suited to being outside, if we could do that, then that would make our lives so, and the lives of the children attending our camp, so much better.
Another listener says, what camps are cancelled? Mine did surf camp last week, Munster rugby camp this week, and cool camp next week. Nothing cancelled in Kerry. But back to you, Tracy Fitzgerald, because... Well, that's great for the children involved in that. A lot of very sports-oriented activities. A lot of children aren't into sports. They look for other things to do, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And an awful lot of the kids that come to us are not sporty. And that's why they come to us. They don't like the traditional cool camps. They want to, more play-based. And I suppose the government has said, this is a summer of play, let the children play. And now they're stopping them playing.
Another listener says, and communions too. Children can't sit with their class to make it, but weddings can go ahead in a church. It's a fair enough point as well. Although aren't the numbers when you're involved with a communion with the whole class or a confirmation and their parents still more than the numbers that are allowed as a maximum to go to a wedding? Christine Campbell, though, of course, this also fits in as well, doesn't it, with the difficulties that many businesses have had in running after-school clubs. Clubs which are very important as well, maybe to parents who are working.
Yeah, sure. So the last... after-school clubs that we ran in schools were in March of 2020. So when the schools closed on the 12th of March, our after-school clubs in the schools all stopped overnight, and we moved them online. About 5% of our students, or 5%, we have about 5% of the customers that we had then now. So in the beginning, some finished out the term online, and some different children have come. I mean, it has definitely meant that you don't have to be in a school where we run the club in order to come. But overall, we're at about 5% of the number of customers that we had when we were running the after-school clubs in the schools.
And what do you expect to happen in September?
Unfortunately, I'm not that optimistic that the schools will let us in September. We have had some schools have been in touch to say that they won't be going ahead with any after-school activities in September. Their concern is around the children mixing, their pods mixing by so doing. That very often children from different classes would have joined together in an after-school activity. So there might have been children coming from three or four different first classes and maybe two or three different second classes, and they'd all be in the one group. And they're concerned about that happening. So I'm not overly optimistic that we will have any after-school clubs in schools in September.
Christine Campbell from Anyone for Science and Tracy Fitzgerald from the Dojo in Tremor. Thank you very much for joining us. Lots of messages coming into 0874 100 102. One to tell me the most communions were going to be just half the class per group, with just two parents allowed, much less than the numbers allowed at weddings. Ridiculous that they were cancelled, says that listener. Another one, this is discriminating against the same parents yet again. The same parents who had to continue to work outside the home all along throughout the pandemic and rely on summer camps to help with childcare, like nurses and doctors and all the essential workers. Another one says, government has proven that children are mere afterthought throughout, like the throwaway comment by Leo Varadkar at the end of the press conference telling us that communions and confirmations were off. Summer camps the same, an afterthought. Fine for 30 kids, mainly primary kids, to be in a classroom together, but not okay for summer camps. Ridiculous. Schools are safe, but camps are not. No logic at all, along with the rest of the makey-up rules of this shambles of a government, says Tara in Limerick. Another one says, kickboxing camps and classes and gymnastics camp all going ahead indoors in Westmeath. Okay. And others saying that there are various events that are actually going on indoors. Who's policing that? Should they be policed? Another one says, what about our children's well-being? Do the risks of COVID really outweigh that of our children's health and maintaining their interests and their hobbies? Let the children play. Stop counting cases and start making decisions based on the numbers in the ICU.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.